up, everybody? It is WBDG. My name is Bryant, and it is Feud Frenzy. We have a new show called Feud Frenzy. It's a new game show. I'm joined with Bryce.
Hello.
And Cohen.
Hello, hello.
Cohen, our co-host. Well, how are y'all guys doing today?
I'm doing great.
I'm tired.
I totally agree.
As always.
Been totally here since agree. 7 o'clock, so.
Holy cow.
Oh, wow.
I got here like 7:40.
It's always fun.
I understand that, y'all. Well, we're in it for a really, really fun game today, guys. I have some good questions pulled up over here. Do y'all want me to go ahead and start?
Let's get it going.
All right.
Why don't we, like, introduce what the show's about?
Yeah, you're right. All right, so sorry about that, y'all.
No, you're fine.
So basically this show is what I'm planning to do is kind of make it like I'm going off a Family Feud, like kind of just Family Feud questions and just trying to see who, you know what I'm saying?
Whoever answers first.
Yeah, who answers first.
And has like a better answer.
Has the better answer and has, you know what I'm saying, who gets the most points by the end.
So it's against two people?
Yes.
It's against two, me and you?
Yes, no. Yeah, Cohen and Bryce, yeah.
Okay.
And then the next episode, I'll be like the main host. I'll make all the questions and whatnot, and it'll be Brian against somebody. And I think it's gonna be Scott.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. All righty. So starting off with our first question, let's see. It says, "What is something you always get caught doing, but pretend you're innocent?"
Ooh. I don't know. Oh, I got one. Cheating. Like on tests and whatnot, not on people, because that'd be bad.
No?
No.
Really? No?
Sorry. No, that is a no.
So I get the X?
You get the X. On X.
Sound effects. Need buzzers, too. Can you reread the question?
I'm sorry. So what is something you always get caught doing, but pretend you're innocent?
Being on my phone.
Do y'all want me to give you the lowest answer? Just
no,
to help out.
Don't give an answer.
You're right, right.
Being on my phone.
Being on your phone. I'll take that one. Yeah. I'll take that one.
Is that one of the answers you put down?
It's kind of, yes. Basically saying that.
Yeah, I did it.
Yeah, we're going to say that. you get good job, Cohen. Look at you.
How many points?
You got 40. That was the number one answer. Congratulations.
Wow. Look at me go.
I know. Look at you go. Sorry about that, Bryce. Okay, we can catch it up on number two. All right, number two. What is something you'd do if you could take over the radio station for a day?
This is a difficult question.
I don't know. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my mom just gave me a guess for the last question.
There's no way.
She said farting.
Oh,
That is not correct.
Ooh, what is something that I would change?
I don't know. This is a difficult one.
That's a difficult question.
Like, well, just think about it. It's easy. It's easy if you really think about it. What would you do if you had all day to spend in here? What would you do? What would you do if you had all day spending in here? Like, what would you do?
Turn the whole day into a talk show.
No, literally. I would do that.
Well, that's that's your answer, Cohen?
That's my answer.
Okay. That was wrong. I'm sorry, oh. Cohen.
That's crazy.
This is a hard question.
Yeah.
What do we usually do on the radio station?
Talk.
When we're not talking.
Play music.
Play music all day.
Oh my gosh, Cohen just won the answer.
Did I win? Did I get it right?
Yes, Cohen.
Oh, cool. How many points?
Cohen, you know what? You know, question, Cohen. Would you mind if I gave you half the points because I kind of helped you out with that one?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to do, let's see. That one was for about 20 points. So you're at
20 points.
70. Wow. Oh, I'm sorry, 60. My bad, Cohen. You got 60 points, two X's.
Ooh.
Hey, at least you got no X's, Bryce, right?
So wait, what happens if I get three X's?
You're out.
You're out.
Not really.
Are you?
I mean, you're out.
Your points get reset.
Yeah.
Ooh. My points get reset?
Let's do that. Let's do that for a few friends. Your points get reset.
All right, that sounds good.
I like that. Yeah. All right, number three. What's something people lie about to get out of plans?
Ooh.
Bryce should know this one.
Wedding. Wedding.
A wedding?
So is that your final answer?
Do I lose all my points?
That is so sad.
Oh. What was that?
Sound effects.
Oh, cool.
Yes. That is so sad. I'm so sorry, Cohen. You lost all your points, but at least you don't have any exes now.
Mr. Easter's in the studio playing sound effects right now.
I appreciate it. Mr. Easter's amazing.
Is there still answers on the board?
Oh, yes. So we're still going for what is something people lie about to get out of plans. There's no answers.
Ooh.
Cohen's reset at zero, so we're all at zero now.
A death in the family.
Oh, my gosh. So like a funeral?
Yeah, like a funeral.
Final answer?
Uh-huh.
Sickness. Man, sickness.
Sorry.
Sickness.
Sickness?
Yeah.
No, you are wrong. I am so sorry.
Flat tire.
Wait, no. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I was so wrong. I read it wrong. You are right. Cohen.
Cool. How many points?
That was my mistake. Look at you. You get 50.
Oh, my.
How are you in the league, Cohen? You're just like destroying the game. I don't understand this.
This is insane.
Don't worry about how I give my answers. Just know that I have them.
He's cheating.
I'm not cheating.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. What's a sound that instantly makes you change the radio station?
Ooh, like the.
I don't understand this question.
You know, what's a sound that doesn't like that makes you want to change the radio station?
What?
Like what sound on the radio station?
You
want
to change the radio station?
The emergency alert thing.
Wrong. I'm sorry about that. I know.
Man.
I know. But let's think about this. Let's think about this.
I really don't understand this question.
What comes on the radio station that we don't really like to listen to, but we have to listen to them?
Music.
Come on now, Cohen.
Come on now. Come on now, guys. Think about it. What makes you want to change the radio station?
I don't understand this question.
I just listen to the radio.
Okay. Yes. See, Mr. Easter got it. He knows. Come on, you gotta think. Like, what comes on radio stations usually not our radio
static.
Station.
Oh, commercials.
Static.
There you go. Number one answer, Bryce, for 45
Dang.
Points. There you go.
Dang.
Oh, but he's still beating me, so.
Yeah. It's okay. All right. Number five. What's something you secretly do when you're driving alone?
Oh.
Drift.
Drift.
Wear no seatbelt.
Final answer, Bryce?
Yeah.
That is incorrect. Sorry to tell you that.
Is that my three X's?
That's your first
that's
X.
That's three. That's two.
Oh, that's two? Okay.
That's two.
Okay.
How many X's do I have? One?
X
two. Cohen has none because he reset. Okay. We're six. So what's something you overheard people say on the radio that made you laugh out loud?
Huh.
I like that one. That's a good one.
Like something that we've actually heard?
Yeah, so what's something that you heard on the radio that made you, you know what I'm saying, laugh or giggle or, you know what I'm saying, anything, you know what I'm saying? Just try and think about it.
I don't know. Ooh, I do know. It was one of the Versus episodes when Kieran was, like, so surprised about all the brain rot stuff. Was that an answer?
I wish it was an answer. You know, it's okay. I'm gonna move on to the next question because that one was a little hard. Okay. So, what's something you love about listening to the radio while you're driving?
Ooh, just the music and the feeling.
Yeah, like the like the mix up of it, variety.
Alrighty. So, what about the music?
How it makes me feel? I just feel so like at peace, so calm.
All right, what about you, Bryce?
Oh, no, I just listened to it.
All righty, guys. I'm going to go ahead. But technically, both of y'all were right. Would y'all want me to split the points or just... Woo-hoo! What would y'all want me to do?
We'd like a split.
All right, let's split the points. 20 points for each of y'all, Ooh. Bryce. So that places you at...
65.
Puts me at 70.
And puts you at 70, yes, sir.
Barely beating me.
I know.
I'm coming back.
Okay. We got this. Okay. And then what? Okay, next one. What's something you wish you heard more on the radio?
Ooh.
More Bruno Mars songs.
More.
Okay.
It's a good one.
Is that an answer?
That's actually a pretty good answer.
Is it on the board, though?
Not Bruno Mars, but...
More of one specific artist.
More one specific artist.
So I got it wrong.
No,
you got it right. I mean,
oh,
no. I'd call it right. I'd say you got it right.
All
right.
I'll tell
you what this is. It's new hit music, and I guess Bruno Mars does make new hit music.
Yes,
Bruno Mars is hit music.
You did get the. It was 50 points. Oh, 50 points. I'm sorry about that. I know. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Puts me at like 120.
120. Yes, sir. You're at 120.
I'm at 65.
You're at 65. That's it's okay. You're catching up. So, all right, next one. What's something people should never do while on live radio? This is an easy one.
Curse.
Oh.
Final answer.
Final answer. I'm sorry, but it is correct. I'm sorry, but it's correct. I wanted to trick you. I'm sorry. All right. It is correct. For 45 Everybody. Points.
45 is crazy.
Oh, my goodness. So that places you.
He said, I'm sorry.
You're at 160.
165, baby.
Yes, Colin. Look at you, Colin.
Colin. With one X.
I know. Okay.
How many X's do you have?
Two.
Two.
How many points do you have?
65.
65.
Oh, goodness. Could never be me.
No. You'll get there. All right. Number 10. What's something you wish you say to your boss but never do?
I quit.
I know.
I'm putting my 2 weeks in.
I'm sorry, but that is incorrect.
Me? You stink.
So my points are resetted. Love that.
I'm so sorry about that, Bryce. I'm so sorry, Bryce.
Is you stink an answer?
I'm so sorry. Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
That is incorrect. That's incorrect. Let's think about it, guys. What do we constantly need? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, better pay.
I want a raise.
All right. Technically. I'm going to give it to Bryce because Bryce did say it first. Dang. It's the number one answer for 50 points.
Oh, yeah.
Good job, Bryce. Amazing.
That was like in the back of my brain, but I didn't want to say it.
Okay. All right. What's something that always happens when you hang out with your best friend?
You don't eat. You get something to eat, drink, something like that.
All right. Final answer?
Yeah.
All right. Good job. That is for 15 points. Good job, Bryce.
15?
Yeah. Okay. So place you at 65. You're at 65, and Cohen's at 165 with two X's. You're at 65 with no X's. Okay. So.
That's good. All
right, 12. What's something you wish you'd say to your ex?
I don't know. Hi, how are you?
I'll let Cohen with this one.
Let's think about, I don't know. I can't really hint it. I can't. Y'all just gotta think. But it's not hi, how are you? I'm gonna just let you know. It's not it.
Dude, I don't know. This is confusing.
Think like, what do we think about our exes? Like,
what are you not gonna try?
No, I don't have no exes. I'm good. I'm a single person.
Man, I've got one ex. This ain't much better for me. Can we get some kind of hint? Because I have no idea.
Okay. Let's what's something like you would say like
Can I get a raise?
Okay.
That's the wrong
person. That's not a final answer. Not a final answer.
It's not a final answer.
No.
Okay. Do you want me to give you the lowest answer? There's like five answers on here.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, just like as a hint.
Sure. Okay, yeah. So I hope you're happy.
Oh.
What? I don't like you? I don't know. These just seem like mean.
All right. You said these seem... It's a really good one. I'm better off without you. Yes, but y'all didn't technically get it, so we're just going to have to skip it. I'm sorry, guys. I am sorry. I am sorry.
You know the answer my mom just gave me?
What?
You're ugly.
You're ugly? Yes, that's a great answer. That's a great answer right there. Yes. Your mom's awesome.
She's blowing me up with answers. You suck. I love you. I miss you.
13. What's something you do right before you go to bed? This is
take a shower. Music.
Okay. All right. So you, what'd you say, Cohen?
Listen to music.
Listen to music. That is wrong, Cohen. I'm sorry to tell you that. Zero. That is 3X. So now you have the 0. Bryce is in the lead with 65, baby.
Dang.
Okay, I'll go with. Can I please say, sir? Brush your teeth.
Good job, Bryce. That is answer for 10 points.
Shout out to Mr. Easter.
Number one answer was scroll through social media for 45 points.
Oh, I never do that.
I do that like every once.
I fall asleep to it. Like, what?
Okay. All right. Next question. What is something you never leave home without?
Phone.
Your keys.
Final answer for both of y'all?
Final answer.
All right. So, Cohen is right.
Yay.
50 points.
I'm wrong. I already know.
No, you're not. You're not. You're right for 15 points. Which places Bryce at a
90.
Yeah. And Cohen's at a 50. How's it feel, Cohen? You were just flexing on him. You were just gloating. How do you feel?
Gloating. Drop the bag.
I know, right? What's something you wish you'd bring back from the 90s?
Ooh, the hairstyles.
Is that your final answer?
Sure.
Alright, I'm sorry, but that is incorrect.
What?
Yeah, that's 3 X's, baby.
Is it 3 X's?
That's 3 X's. You were at 2 for so long. That's 2. I bet.
What's your bet?
Alright, now.
I got ahead of myself.
Let's think.
The music. Wait, the music is still here. Never mind, not the music.
The music is still here.
I forgot. The music's
still here. Let's think, like, what did the 90s look like? What did they have? And, like, what stores did they have? And, like,
Toys R Us.
Blockbuster.
That is correct for 5 points.
Wait, who? Me or Bryce?
You said Blockbuster.
Yeah, and he said Toys R Us.
No, not Toys R Us. I'm sorry, Bryce.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Bryce.
I didn't lock it in. I was just saying.
It's okay, Bryce. You're still in the lead with 90. It's okay. All right, 16. What is something you hear at every family gathering?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Wow, you look so tall.
Cohen, you are correct with 15
points. Yeah, baby. I hear that every time.
Really?
Every single time.
I don't have no family reunions.
Oh, that's sad.
That's sad.
Uh-uh. Good. My families are two different kinds.
All right.
Anyways,
all right. What's keeping this radio appropriate? What's a guilty pleasure people never admit to publicly?
Ooh.
I feel like that's a personal thing.
Guilty pleasure? Like eating sweets?
Yeah.
I'll lock it in.
Yep. Lock it in. Yep. All right. Yep. You are right, Bryce. It is for number 2 answer for 30 points.
Yeah. Good job,
Bryce. You got this. You're rocking it. All right.
Seven.
Next question. What's something people take way too seriously?
Oh.
I like these answers.
Ooh. Depends on what kind of people.
Yeah, that's a big majority of it.
Let's think of what majority of teenagers spend their time doing. Let's think about, what do you call it? What did teenagers and high schoolers in general.
Oh, what is it?
Think about way usage too seriously.
Usage on phone. Oh, no. Final answer, grades.
Grades?
Final answer.
I'm sorry, Cohen. But that is not correct. I know.
It's my first
but ex. Let's... okay.
We'll drop it.
Oh, I know. Let's think about what do we, like, what as teenagers...
Other
what
people's
we,
opinions.
What do we spend our time doing, especially on Fridays?
Oh, football games. Spending time with others.
All right.
Making yourself apparent.
Final answer?
Yep.
All right. They're locking it in. It's for 15 points. You're correct.
Nice.
What's that at? What's that put us at?
135.
What's Cohen at?
Cohen is 75 at...
75 or 70.
75.
Oh, wow.
No, just 70.
Okay, Cohen. Okay. 19. Everybody ready? I know Bryce is in the lead. He's rocking it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Killing me.
All right. Number 9. What's something you tell yourself to feel about? or to feel better about procrastinating?
I'll get it done tomorrow.
That's what I was about to say.
Final answer, Bryce.
Yep.
That is the number two answer for number 30 points.
Yeah.
Good job, Bryce.
Thank you.
That is placing you at 165. Whoop, whoop. And Cohen, hey, at least Cohen has one X and Bryce has two X's. At least Cohen.
Yeah, you get one wrong. There's still 10 more questions.
All right.
I'm not doing one wrong.
All right, number 20. What's something that's surprisingly hard to do in public?
Talk to people. Final answer.
Ooh. Final answer?
Final answer.
I'm sorry, Cohen, but that is not correct.
Oh. Okay, so you said talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
How about eating in public?
Oh, if he's wrong, I have one.
Sorry, but that is not correct.
Oh. Going to the bathroom. Going to the bathroom.
Going to the bathroom?
Yeah, final answer.
Sorry, that's not correct, guys.
That brings me back to zero.
You know what, y'all all, y'all both reset to zero, but I'm not, technically, that was a hard question. I'm nice, and I'm not going to count it. I'm not going to count
hallelujah,
it.
Hallelujah.
I'm liking the score right now. All right. All right. 21. All right. What's something you instantly regret once you start doing it?
Running. Final answer.
I'm sorry, Cohen, but that is not correct.
I heard that on a comedy show X's. One time.
That's three X's. I'm sorry, Cohen.
That's one X. Or is it three?
That is three.
It's three.
I'm sorry, X. I'm so sorry, Cohen. I'm so sorry. That's okay. It's okay. Alrighty.
Why are you giving me that look?
Do you want to so try rice? Something you instantly regret.
Oh, cleaning.
Once...
I swear.
Yeah. No. I'm sorry, Bryce. I'm sorry.
No. Hey, at least we're both at zero.
Taking tests.
I know. Taking tests. Now, guys, do y'all want it? Y'all, let me tell you the answers for this one.
Sure.
I'll tell you. So, number one was minus. Mindlessly scrolling social media for 45. Number two was late night fast food for 30 points.
Oh, I don't regret half of these things.
Yeah, I don't regret either of those.
Really?
If I'm hungry, yeah. I'm hungry. If I want to watch social media, I'm watching social media.
Too real. What are the other answers?
Binge watching just one more episode.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'd never feel bad about that.
Impulsive online shopping sprees.
I've never shopped online.
Getting into pointless internet arguments.
I've never gotten an argument online. Yeah,
Facebook jail.
Facebook jail. All righty. Facebook jail? Yes. Well, it's okay, guys. We're both at 0 points. It's okay. Oh, we're both at 0 points.
Tiebreaker alert. Tiebreaker alert.
Oh, yeah. Dang, that's the alert that y'all are both at 0 points now. Are bankrupt. So, 22.
Bankrupt.
What's something people often complain about but never do anything to change their job?
Oh, it's about their jobs?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just gave y'all one of the answers. I'm so sorry. Oh, my goodness.
Their job?
What's something that like people often complain about except their job? People often complain about but do nothing to change.
Economy.
Yeah.
Final answer. Answer.
I'm sorry, Cohen. That is not correct.
Ooh, my face! What's the problem? It hurt!
What are these sounds? Yeah. These sounds are awesome. Okay. Let's think about regular things like what do you call it?
Pollution.
What?
Are you sure, Cohen?
What?
Never mind, not final answer.
Cohen, let's think about like just things people like want to change, but like you know
politics.
Cohen.
Come on now.
Oh goodness me.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Okay. Let's think about, I can't really, I wish I could help y'all, but I don't know how to help y'all without giving it to you. Just, think about things people want to change. Like, what did people go do, and then they start doing it, and then they ended up, not doing it a month after? They're like, oh, I'm going to do this for this year, and I have this goal, and this is my goal, and I'm going to do
working
this.
Working out.
All right.
Like exercise.
Is that a final answer?
Final answer.
That is correct. For 15 points.
Oh.
15 points. All right, Cohen. He's not in the lead by far. Not in the lead by far. All right, Cohen.
Yeah, probably one good answer and you'll get ahead of me.
Yeah.
Some of them are worth 50. Some of them are with 5.
I need 60.
All right. Next one. What's something you don't realize you're bad at until someone points it out?
Exercising.
The final answer?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Bryce, but that is incorrect. I'm so sorry. That is incorrect. Let's think. This is something I have a hard time doing. Like today.
Learning?
Learning? Wow, Cohen.
Oh, wait. Social interactions.
I can see that.
I love you, Cohen. This is great.
Are these not good?
No. Let's think about...
not good, no.
Let's think about today. What did I do when I went to go grab Bryce?
Public embarrassment. Wait, what was the question?
Couldn't recognize him.
What's something you don't realize you're bad at until someone...
Recognizing people. Final answer.
That is correct.
Yay.
Cohen.
For how many?
For 30 points.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry, Bryce. I'm so sorry. That place is coming at a 45. All right. 24.
Why are you sorry to Bryce? Can I not win? You're never sorry to me.
Well, Cohen, you're the co-host.
Right.
And I want Bryce to win.
I still want to win.
I want Bryce to win.
What's something you always wish you had more of but can never find?
Money. Final answer.
That is correct for 15 points, Cohen.
Ooh, I like that one.
I like that one.
I'm cooked. I'm dying.
All right. Do you want to try? There's still... Come on.
You can go one first more on the next one.
What's the question?
What's something you always wish you had more of, but you can never find? There's a number one answer that's really easy for you, and it would really help
jobs.
You out. What's something you wish you had more of, but you can never find?
Oh, never mind. Not more of.
More of jobs.
Never mind. I changed my mind.
What's something, you know...
I'm just going to let Bryce answer because I already got an answer.
Yeah, you're good.
Kids.
Kids?
Because I wouldn't want
that. Hold on. You're finding kids? What are you doing, Bryce? What are you doing in your free time?
I thought he said... What are you doing in your free time?
No, what's something...
I thought you said, like,
Like, what's something you always wish you had more of, but you can never find? Like, I've always...
I don't know.
Like, I wish...
That's so embarrassing.
Like, I wish I've always had good hair days, but I can never find them.
Oh, I wish I had good phone data. Like, hello.
Good...
Internet.
What are we caught here? I'm gonna give you a hand. I'm sorry. What are we constantly losing track of that we wish we could have more of? Thank you for 50 points. That's why I wanted to help you out, Bryce.
Hallelujah.
50 yes. points. Holy cow, he's almost ahead of me,
Bryce. Yes, you're
he's 5 behind.
I know, right? At 1x, y'all are both at 1x. All right, 25. This is awesome. This is a good game. I'm liking it. 25. Great first episode. What's something people say they'll do but rarely follow through on?
Exercise.
Final answer. That is correct for 45 points going.
Eat healthier.
Eat healthier?
Lock it in.
Hold on. Ah! Lock it in. Let's see. Hold on. No, I'm sorry. That is incorrect.
It don't make no sense.
I know.
I thought that was a real person.
Me too!
Oh, it's Emerson.
Yep. Oh, Lordy.
Alrighty. Cohen, you're actually at 100.
Look at you, Cohen.
Oh, I am. Huh.
I know.
Look at that.
Sorry.
That's okay.
But Bryce at 50. We're making up there, Bryce. Alright, 26. What's something you only appreciate once you moved out? Like, once you moved out of your parents' home. What is something you've...
Not daily paying meals. Rent?
Daily
Not
meals.
Having to buy groceries?
Daily meals.
Not having to buy groceries and daily. Are those the same? No.
Denied.
Okay. So, the Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
Yes, Cohen, it is correct. I'm sorry, Bryce. It is for 50 points, placing him at 150. Why? Cohen.
What are we at right now, question-wise?
Question-wise, we are on 26 out of 30.
I think on the final question, we can, like, bet how many points we want to give out.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah,
that's a great idea. All right, 27.
I did not. I was trying, like, to be away from the microphone so I could do that. Oh my gosh, that scared me.
That's awesome. All right. Man. 27. What's something you always regret not doing sooner in life?
Going to college. Getting a job. That's my final answer.
That's a good one.
I'm sorry, but that is incorrect, Bryce.
Oh my gosh. Just put it back in the zero.
I know. Why not? I know.
Just got turkey gobbled. I don't know.
What was that?
This is such a hard question.
Let's think, like, what's something people usually like to do as a couple?
What?
Let's think, like, I'm sorry, I'm trying to give y'all the number one answer. What's something like people like to do that not like some
get a relationship?
No, they'll regret sooner. They'll regret not doing it later in life. You know what I'm saying?
Getting married.
Like, they'll regret, like, oh, I wish.
Bryce gave you an answer.
No. Getting married?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Bryce. Are you that's incorrect,
for sure.
Bryce.
That's okay.
I'm sorry, Bryce. That that's places okay. you at the zero.
Yeah. What in the world? Oh, my goodness.
Have a kid.
Oh, goodness me. I'm sorry, y'all. That is incorrect. Two X's for Cohen.
I thought he was already at two X's.
No, he just got X's.
I think you're lying, but okay. I'll take it.
Okay. What is this? The number one answer I was trying to give y'all was traveling more.
Oh my gosh, are you serious right now?
What? That's a good one, actually. That's a good one.
I can't.
Okay. 28. What's something everyone wishes they could change about their hometown?
Ooh, more stuff to do.
The population.
Population?
Yeah. Some people's population is like one. Come on now.
Alrighty.
Change it yourself, man. I don't want to be a part of that.
Alright. Cohen, Bryce, you are incorrect. I'm sorry about that, Bryce. Cohen, you are correct.
Yeah!
More entertainment options for 45 points.
I'm at 190,
so
baby!
I'm so sorry, Bryce.
I'm just sitting here.
Bryce is just sitting here. Oh my goodness, I feel so horrible.
It's okay.
All right, 29. What's hopefully Bryce gets this one here. Yeah, Cohen, how about you try to sit out on this one? Yeah? Let's get Bryce
right,
up.
No, right, it's okay.
What's a phrase you wish you could never come back into style? Like, what's something we always used to say that you wish could never come back?
Wait, what time period?
Just.
Oh my
god. Before Skibidi Toilet.
Oh my, because I was just gonna say that.
It's before Skibidi Toilet.
Wait, no, I'll let you go
say,
first.
No, go ahead.
Yeet.
I'm so sorry, Cohen. That is incorrect. Resetting your points at zero.
Gosh.
Oh, all right. Small talk.
Let's think.
Boo this man.
Boo.
This is awesome.
This is amazing. We should have done this way earlier. Okay. Let's think about something we used to say, like, oh, goodness.
Cap.
Oh.
Cap, final answer.
I'm sorry, Cohen. I didn't put that one on there.
Wow.
So sorry, Cohen.
One strike.
I think you're just having fun now, Mr. Easter.
Mr. Easter's just having so much amazing fun.
What?
All right.
Anyways, all right.
I'm trying to think.
What was the question? I completely forgot.
So what's a phrase you wish you that could never come back into style?
Ooh.
Like Skibidi Toilet, but it's not Skibidi Toilet.
So
it's
before back, Gen Alpha.
Yeah, it's before Gen Alpha. It's back like, what do you call it? Back like around COVID, before COVID. People started saying it a lot. We were like, hello. It wasn't really the hello, you know what I'm saying?
Hola. No, wait, no, never mind.
It wasn't hello. It was, you know.
It
was like, hello, hello. You know what I'm saying?
Halo, halo.
Do you not get it?
I have no
idea. Okay. Do y'all want me to give it to you? Okay. What I was trying to hint at, the best phrase that can never come back is Styles. YOLO.
Oh, YOLO.
Number two. That has nothing to do with hello. It sounds like it, but.
I know.
What was the number one answer?
That was the number one answer for 50 points. Number two was what? That's what she said.
Oh, my
God. I got one. What the dog doing?
I'm sorry, Cohen. That's incorrect. I'm not going to count it because I'm giving out the answer, but okay. Number three is epic fail.
And I forgot about that.
Number four is on fleek.
I forgot about that, too.
Alrighty, guys. This is y'all. We're at the last question, and we all both have 0 points and one X. This is interesting. This is
for all the marbles?
So this is for all the marbles for the whole game. This last question, what's something you wish you could do without judgment?
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a really good question.
What's something you can do without judgment? Dress how you want.
Ooh, dressing is good.
You said dressing?
Dress. Oh. Like dress how you want.
Okay. Yes.
But we said we were going to, what's it called?
We don't have any points to give out.
So. But
we could.
What I could do, though, is I could take your answer and put on there, and he could still try it to go for the number one answer if you want.
Oh, so that's not the number one answer?
That's not the number one answer. That's the number 33 answer for 15 points, Bryce.
That's a song, Mr. Easter.
All right. Alrighty. So again, what's something you wish you could do without judgment? Let's think about what's something that's nerve-wracking to do in general?
That's
exercise.
Like in front of people. What's nerve-wracking to do in front of people?
Eat.
That is correct, Bryce, for 5 points. That is correct for 5 points, so it places you at 20 points.
But how many points is the top answer?
The top answer is 50 points. Come on, y'all.
If you would guess.
So what's something you wish you could do in public without judgment? Like
eating.
I just said that.
He just said that. Let's think.
Talking.
What's something you do in the shower that you wouldn't want to do in public?
Sing.
30 points, Cohen. That is the number two answer. We're still looking for the number one answer. Cohen's in the lead by 10 points and Bryce, so Bryce can get a mod on this. What's something you wish you could do without judgment?
Hint.
I'm sorry, Bryce. That is incorrect.
No, he's asking for a hint.
I'm sorry. You said hint. My bad.
He's asking for a hint.
Right. Oh, goodness me. Sorry, y'all. Hint, let's see. Let's see here.
Asking someone out.
No, Cohen. But basically things people do in public, like on a stage. On a stage.
Oh, act.
Dance.
That is correct. Bryce won 50 points. No, Bryce wins the game.
Told you.
At 70 points.
Holy
Cohen
moly.
And Cohen lost it at 30. Thank you guys so much for tuning in for this episode of Feud Frenzy. That was the first episode. That was amazing, guys.
Went pretty well.
I'm joined with co-host Cohen.
Ayo.
And Bryce, our special guest.
Yep. So
thank you guys
and
for
all
listening.
The sounds done
and
by Mr. Easter.
And all the sounds from Mr. Easter. Thank you, Mr. Easter, so much for in the studio. It was amazing. So amazing. Mr. Easter rocks. Thank you, WBDG listeners and everyone. We're going to get y'all back to your music, y'all. But I appreciate y'all, everyone, for tuning in. Y'all have a blessed Friday. Have a wonderful day.